Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo because today is Casual Friday. We need to make intro music for you.
You keep saying that.
I know. I'm going to do it this coming week. I really am. I'm going to find a song that I know you like, and I'm going to create intro music for you.
Okay.
Anyway, how you doing?
You guys heard it here if he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful.
He wants to talk about how muscular he's getting.
I had two people come up to me in the gym the other day. I mean, they asked me, you know, wow, you look like you're getting thicker and not like fat thicker. Tony Vannetti came up to me and says, dude, your shoulders are getting so round. And it is. I'm just eating more. I'm eating a lot more protein and I'm eating a lot more carbs, but good carbs.
That's a good thing.
And you know what? It pays off because all that hard work in the gym actually builds muscle when you eat enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Speaking of muscle, I want to talk a little bit about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
So she won her latest match in 34 seconds.
Yeah.
She's unbeaten.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's had quite a year.
She's an amazing athlete. She's going to have to, you know what's going to happen. She's going to have to fight a guy next, I bet.
Well, not only is she an amazing athlete, she was in Sports Illustrated's bathing suit issue. She was honored as the best athlete at the ESPY Awards.
Right.
She's just had a very good
illustrious career. Yeah, she's got a good career going. And she really, it's no fluke. I mean, she's an amazing pugilist. I mean, her hand speed, her hand accuracy, and her strength. You know, when she first started fighting, I followed her a little bit. She had a really good ground game. You know, she could tie you up and she knew all the submission holds, but she didn't have a great stand-up game. She wasn't a great striker. Well, she's changed that. I mean, she's an amazing striker. Her hand speed, hand accuracy, and the amount of power she delivers with a punch is really equivalent to any of the guys in her weight class. So I think she's going to have to fight a guy next.
Well, what I don't understand is how people can come out against her and say that she looks too manly.
Oh, they said the same thing about
Serena Williams.
Look, our country doesn't for 4.6 million years, we have selected for strength. That's where the term only the strong survive came from. In the past 100 years only, maybe only 60 years, we have now denounced strength. Anything that implies strength, we don't like. And you know why that is? Because nobody wants to work hard enough to be strong today. So they look at somebody like Ronda Rousey. Oh, she looks masculine. She doesn't look masculine. She's what women used to look like before they decided that they had to eat toilet paper to stay thin. I mean, she's an amazing athlete.
Yes, she is. So she fights at a bantam weight, and her weight is typically 135 when she's fighting.
Right.
But I'm sure she's all muscle.
Oh.
And so she feels, according to an interview that she did, she said that she feels better 15 pounds heavier, which you don't hear many people talking about that they feel better heavier.
Right.
Not many women, anyway.
Right.
And she said that she feels beautiful at 150, not at 135.
But see, her 135 looks like the average skinny fat woman at 116. You see? When you look at her pictures of her in that, the one that's on the Daily Mail, where she's in a crop top and the white shorts.
Uh-huh.
She's probably 145, 150 in that picture, I bet. She looks like a woman that's normally 116, 120 pounds.
She looks she looks lean.
Of course, she's muscle.
Mm-hmm.
See, women just don't get it. They hear her go, oh, my God, she's 135 pounds. Yeah, but she looks better than you do when you're 116 pounds.
So the interviewer asked her, so she tried to purposefully gain weight before she posed for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And she said that she wanted to be at her most feminine shape. And she's not at that, at 135. She's not.
Yeah, that's a fighting weight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's interesting the way the concept that you have to be a size 2 or 0 or whatever, you know, like what's a size 2 anyway? It's not the same today as it was.
So let's talk about that.
As it was years ago.
And let's talk about that. So Marilyn Monroe is considered the standard for what is considered the feminine shape, the hourglass shape that we've all come to love and think is sexy.
Right. So they were doing on one of the morning shows the other day, they were showing things that you could do as a woman dress-wise, you know, how you could wear one of those peplum shirts that come in at the waist, or a big cinched belt at your waist, or a jacket that has taper to it to make you look like you have that smaller waist.
Because of an ever-shrinking number of women have a difference between their hips and their waist today.
So I wore my belt around my waist today in honor of our conversation.
Right. But you have a waist.
But anyway, so Marilyn, when she was 19 in 1945, her measurements were 36, 24, 34.
Which is considered the ideal, by the way, right? Playboy bunnies, and that's the ideal, typically.
Right. And she was 5'5" and weighed 118 pounds.
Right. And she wasn't muscular.
And she also wrote, the receptionist wrote down at the, I guess, the modeling agency that she was going to, that she was a size 12. At 5'5 and 118, that Marilyn was a size 12.
Now that's considered a big size, isn't it?
That's considered a big size. But
I mean, today, a 12 is not...
A 12 is not 36, 24, 34.
What is a 12 today? It's got to be much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But you can't even go by sizes anymore because designers do things like they call it vanity sizing, and we've talked about that before.
Yeah, so they make a size 10 that's actually a size 15, but they call it a 10. So a woman goes, "Oh my God, I fit into a size 10. I love this designer. I'm only going to buy his clothes because he's lying to you."
Mm-hmm, right. So and then I guess there's been a lot of discussion about. That was Marilyn really chunky or fat? My brother even said before that Marilyn was fat.
Yeah.
She looks like she has a
She has a nice shape. Mm-hmm. She has a nice shape. She was not that athletic looking. She just epitomized the separation and differentiation between hips, waist, and bust.
Right. I mean, you can be a bigger woman and have that proportional
and look good.
And yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And but we've gotten away from that, right? I think most women today don't want to look like Marilyn because they want to be waifish. They want to be skinny. And in fact, most women probably don't even want to have a waist or hips. They just want to be, you know, fit into little boys' clothes. Not the women in this audience, I'm talking
about. Not me.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, so I just.
What would she be today? So if Marilyn was a size 14 then, what would she be
size
today?
Size 12.
Yeah, she'd be a 12.
No, a woman who wears a modern size 8 cannot shop for size 8 vintage clothing. She'd be too big.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
And what I found, another thing I found interesting was that before World War II, women's clothing was mass produced with the same sizing mindset as a man's, and they only took into consideration the chest, and that was it.
So the chest drove the rest of the size down from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with a man's jacket, it's also that way, right? Because if you buy a 42 long, right, that's the width around the chest, and usually a certain size pants comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it used to be done for women as well.
After the war, more standard measurements were put into place for women's wear.
Yeah. And today it's all over the place, right? So but from designer to designer, you don't know what size you wear. You have to try it on.
Mm-hmm.
Because one designer's 10 could be another designer's 6. So I don't understand how women do it. I got to tell you the truth. I mean, I like to go in and look for a size 34, 36 pants and put it on. And pretty much they all fit the same because it's by the inch, right? It's 34 inches around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oh, 34 inches actually equals 42 inches. A 34 is actually a 42. And it's like, it's crazy how women have to size their clothes.
Yes.
It's too complicated.
So anyway, I think that she, Marilyn, had a beautiful figure.
And I think most people do. Don't you think most people think that?
Yes.
Or do you think that they look at her and think she's fat today?
And I think that Ronda Rousey looks good too.
Yeah.
And so does Serena Williams.
Yeah. You know, we have to, and especially in this audience, we need to applaud and support women who have figures. Because when you carry muscle, you end up with a figure. You end up with a bubble of a butt. You end up with broad shoulders that give you a taper. You know, interestingly, I bet they didn't say that in that show you were listening to where they were saying how to give the illusion of having a waist. I bet they didn't say, get to the gym and train your shoulders. Broader shoulders equals a narrower waist.
No, they did not.
That's how female bodybuilders do it. When a female bodybuilder wants to have more of a V-taper, there's only so far you can make your waist smaller because of the bones, right? So you get broader shoulders and you have a more of a dramatic difference between what's up here and what's down there, and it gives you more of a waist.
And don't they do some with posing too?
Yes,
you can pose
obviously, but you can't walk around like that. You can't
right.
walk, you know. But clearly, one of the suggestions they could have made was get into the gym, train your shoulders and your back to give you more of a V taper, and make your waist look smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But that would take too much work. It's just easier to wear a belt with a certain type of blouse or, you know, one of those pencil dresses that has the color panels on the side that make it look like you have a waist,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't send them to the gym and say, hey, train, you can have a waist. Oh, my God. We're going to actually take a break.
So
we got lots to talk about.
When we come back, I want to talk about protein powder.
Yes, okay, sounds good. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So you want to talk about protein because of our call this morning?
I thought you wanted to talk about it.
No, I do, but I mean, is that why you said, or do you have a, I thought maybe you had another story too. Yes, we had a fantastic phone call this morning with Dr. Jeff Galini. They are producing Vitalac Pro for us. I'm so excited. It will be available in October, and it will be available in a very, very limited run initially. Vitalac Pro will represent the single best protein supplement in the world. I say that with complete confidence that it's not hype, because Vitalac Pro is designed around human breast milk. It's the first protein powder to be designed around human breast milk. It takes into account everything that you could imagine from a protein standpoint, without the carbohydrates, from a protein standpoint and a fat standpoint. It takes into account what is found in human breast milk. It's so sophisticated. It is so unique. It's not going to be a commodity whey protein that you pound down six scoops of it a day to make up for the meals you're not having. It's really going to be designed for pre and post workout. It's going to be designed for elderly people who are not getting enough protein in their diet now. It's going to be
in addition to athletes.
Oh yeah. It's not going to be just for athletes. There's no doubt it's going to benefit athletes, but it's going to be so much better than just that. It's taken 2 years to produce this product because it is so unique and so sophisticated that it's not something you can just go to some co-packer and say, hey, you know, blend this with that and put some good flavor in it and give it to me. No emulsifiers, no anti-conglomerating agents, no gums, no fillers. It's not going to end up being as thick as a cup of pudding. So you won't be bloated and filled up for hours after drinking it. That's not the goal. The goal, first of all, mother's milk doesn't come out like pudding. And why would you want to drink a protein powder that bloats you and fills you up? If you know you have to eat again in 3 hours, do you really want to be bloated and filled up from a protein powder? Of course not. I know I don't. And we're going to introduce a new sweetener, never used by anybody before. And the sweetener itself is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting. Of course,
so
it's all natural.
Just don't give
it's
away
really good
too much right now.
No. But what I am telling people is, we're going to do a pre-sale. I predict everything we make is going to go in the pre-sale. It's going to be a very initially short run, 1 pound. It's going to be sold in 1 pound jugs. We'll have discounts for multiple jugs. But I'm telling you.
But it probably won't be ready to ship until October.
Oh, right around
sometime in the fall.
Yeah. So very, very exciting.
Okay. I want to talk about I read an article in the New York Times. The name of the article is called The Longevity Feast. The person that wrote this is having dinner with a guy. His name is David Butner.
Yeah, he's the brother of the guy who wrote the Blue Zone book, and he was on our show, actually. The brother was on our show.
Well, they both wrote the book, because he's one of the authors on the book.
Right. We had his brother on the show, not him.
Dan Butner, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R.
Right, right.
So the gist of the story is that the author, Jeff Gordner, G-O-R-D-I-N-E-R.
Gordner, yeah.
Of the New York Times, is having dinner with Dan, and Dan is cooking dinner for him, and it's called the Longevity Feast because everything he's cooking is supposed to make you live longer.
Yeah, I already have a problem with this.
According to the Blue Zones.
Yeah, I already have a problem with this, but go ahead.
So the first thing that he does is they go get a shot of coffee, and he says that it's one of the biggest sources of antioxidants in the American diet. And the thing I would say is that it depends on where your coffee's coming from.
Well, it depends on where your coffee's coming from. It also depends on your diet. If coffee provides you with the greatest amount of antioxidants in your diet, then I say your diet is screwed.
He says that the Greek island, the Aegean, in the middle of the Aegean Sea, and they regularly slurp down 2 or 3 muddy cups a day.
Right.
Of coffee.
Right.
And I would say that there has been some research out there that shows that there are some benefits to it, but not if it's
slathered
moldy,
in chemicals.
Not if it's moldy and from pesticides.
Yes.
And
yeah, because then you're drinking a porridge of poison.
But
he leaves that out. He doesn't mention anything about organic coffee, right?
No, his latest book is called The Blue Zone Solution. So then he goes on to say that the people from Icaria,
yes,
they live to see 100, and the author says without coffee I probably couldn't make it to 50. He's whatever,
right,
but
blah,
anyway,
blah, blah, right.
So they go to a market called Lifetime,
mm-hmm.
And they're getting food to make this
feast,
and so. They go past all these juices, and he says, stay away from juices. They have the glycemic index as bad as a Coke. They have a lot of sugar in them. And then he says, you shouldn't drink protein shakes either.
And what's his logic behind that?
He just said, how about a protein shake? And he said, no, protein, you don't need to supplement with protein. So he said that typically in the Blue Zones area that they eat meat and fish sparingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first problem with him is, and this is an example of something that's very, very common today. Forks over knives and everybody else out there. The only thing that affects longevity is food. And this is nonsense. I'm sure that he quotes the Okinawans in there somewhere, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay. The Okinawans have a higher per capita cigarette smoking rate than people in the United States. Now, think about this. They regularly live to a ripe old age of 100. But they smoke cigarettes. So why isn't he saying, oh, smoke cigarettes too? Because the Okinawans do that. The problem with this is you're looking at indigenous people. You're looking at people who live a more primitive lifestyle than we do. They don't stay up until 11 o'clock at night watching Jimmy Kimmel, okay? They don't need to biohack their lives with special glasses or coconut oil in the morning because they're indigenous people. They go to sleep when the sun goes down. They get up when the sun goes up. They labor. They work. They don't have to go to the gym to find ways to expend energy because their lifestyles, and that's what it is, lifestyle, magic word, requires them to expend a lot of energy. And their food, by the way, may work for them. But it doesn't mean it's going to work for you because your genetics didn't evolve under those conditions. So anybody who goes to you and says, If you want to live to be 100, you got to eat this way. You shouldn't even listen to them because it's a lifestyle that leads you to 100. It's not a diet.
Okay, so then he goes on to say, I felt even better when he and I started talking about strenuous exercise, which for me falls somewhere between root canals and Justin Bieber concerts.
Yeah, right.
And then he goes, you know, he says, I go for long walks. And then Mr. Butner says that walking is the best form of exercise.
Yeah, and that you shouldn't even do any strenuous exercise, he says.
He said, you can't be pounding your joints with marathons and pumping iron. You'll never see me doing CrossFit.
Okay.
That's from the guy who wrote the book.
Yeah, so here's an example. Walking is all you need to do. And that's wrong. And there's good research that shows that strength equals longevity. But he's not including that because it's just inconvenient for him to consider that because of his position. This again is an example of dogma driving this discussion. Instead of him being a pragmatist, he's a dog.
This is what people want to hear, too.
Yes, don't
exercise. So a glass of wine is better than a glass of water with a Mediterranean meal, said Mr. Butner.
And he's wrong about that, too. Look, I like alcohol because the buzz it gives me, but alcohol is a neurotoxin. The reason it gives you a buzz is because it's damaging your nervous system. Mercury probably gives you a foggy feeling as well. But we don't have an industry telling us that it's good to drink mercury in small amounts because it gives you a buzz. This guy, once again, he has agendas, okay? The Mediterraneans live long, not because of the wine, not because of the high fat that they eat that we don't eat, because no one wants to pay attention to that. They live long because they walk to and from the restaurant. They walk on average so much more than we do. They bike everywhere. They walk everywhere. They have lower stress lifestyles. They go home in the afternoon and take naps. It's a lifestyle. Anybody who believes that you're going to live a long, and here's the important part, healthy life, because being 100 years old and spending the last 30 years of your life in a wheelchair, in a nursing institution, is what these guys are promoting.
Okay, so here's another good one. I mean, there was so much wrong with this article. I marked it all up. It's crazy. Where was the butter? Hadn't some nice scientist determined that butter's not so lethal for us after all? And then Mr. Butner says, I can send along a paper that largely refutes the whole butter is back craze. No thanks. I'm good.
And you know what? Butter is not bad for you. You shouldn't be pounding it down day in and day out, but it's not bad for you. We know that. But it's how the butter is made. Alex Leaf talked about something yesterday on the show that is completely lost by guys like this. Homogenization makes butterfat bad for human beings. So if even the pressing of butter breaks the outer membrane of the fat and makes it bad for you. Okay, but the takeaway is how the butter is processed and what the cows eat has a larger role in what butter does to you than the fact that it's butter. But see, that's too much for this guy. He wants little short snippets that he can tell people will do this and do that and you're going to live longer because some indigenous people who have a completely different lifestyle and genetic makeup than you eat this way, you should eat this way too. Think about how idiotic that is. That's like saying, because dogs live for 16 years and rodents live for whatever, a year and a half or whatever it is, we should feed rodents the diet that dogs have evolved to eat. It doesn't work that way.
So he says that apparently what he's doing is working because he went to the doctor and the doctor told him he had the clearest arteries he'd ever seen in a 50-year-old man.
But that doesn't mean anything. Clear arteries don't mean anything. That's just one thing he's talking about. There's a lot of people in this audience that probably have really clear arteries for their age. That is what's going on in his brain. What's going on? I mean, again, it's more than that. It's more than that. Oh, so one thing means that he's right. Just one thing.
He also talked about eating bread that they went and got sourdough bread, and it has to be real sourdough bread that's fermented.
Yeah.
And then the last I'll talk about on this article, and then we can move on, is that toward the end, you know, he makes a stew with chickpeas, and, you know, he asked their company, do you miss kale salads? And they said no, making fun of the kale, people who eat kale. But he does talk about, at the end, he doesn't know if it's longevity running through his veins from the meal or if it's all of the alcohol that they're consuming.
Yeah, so they're drunk.
All of the red wine.
Yeah, they're happy. They're happy because they're drunk. And you know what? People are drunk right before their car goes off a cliff, and they think that they're enjoying themselves. The blue zones should be renamed the blow zones. It's nonsense. You must live a lifestyle. When they go to people who live to be 100 years old, it's not about their diet. It's about their lifestyle that gives them the ability to live. I mean, there's people out there that live to be 100 years old that smoke cigars every day. So does that mean we should all go out and smoke cigars? That's going to make us live 100? This is nonsense. And the sad part is, this is what people want.
It was the New York Times.
Yeah. People want to be told, oh, if you just eat this way, you're going to live to be 100. I'm sorry. And I want to watch this guy as he ages.
He's 54 right now. You can see the picture. He doesn't have any muscle on his body.
Oh, yeah, of course not. So he's going to be 80 years old in a nursing home, and he's going to have to ring a bell to get somebody to change his diaper. But because he's 80 years old, he's going to say, look, it worked. This is idiocy. But this is what most people want to hear, unfortunately. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends.
Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about, Lisa?
I would like to talk about exercise.
I love that. But wait a minute.
Physicians.
Haven't you heard that it's not necessary to exercise because the Blue Zone guy said so?
Okay. So exercise is an extraordinary drug. So why aren't physicians prescribing it?
Tell me about it.
So somebody needs to send the memo to Dan Butner of the Blue Zones and tell him that.
You know what, Dan? Just keep putting the wine down and you'll believe everything you believe. Don't worry about a thing, Dan. We'll go on and live long, strong lives. You just keep getting drunk.
Okay, so according to the CDC, 50% of your overall health is attributed by how much exercise you get.
Oh, but wait a minute. All you got to do is walk. Oh, wait a minute. You mean lifestyle plays a role in health? Go figure.
20% genetics and 20% environment and 10% medical care. Mm. So that's the breakdown from the CDC.
So why aren't doctors prescribing? And you and I actually had this conversation before this article came up. And you said because the doctors, they don't know anything about exercise being medicine. And I said there's a lot, and I actually said this on a recent show. I said, look, there's a lot of things that doctors don't learn about in school that they learn about once they are in practice. They don't turn their back on those things, like new drug therapies. They don't go, well, I didn't learn about that in school, so I'm going to ignore it. Why are doctors ignoring the role of exercise in mitigating disease?
Research published in the Journal of Physical Activity and Health reveals that more than 50% of physicians trained in the U.S. in 2013 received no formal education in physical activity, and they're not prepared to help their patients with exercise plans.
But there are other things that they didn't learn about in school that they learn about in their private practice that they're willing to have. This is my frustration. If doctors really gave a damn, this wouldn't be the excuse. And it wouldn't be the excuse that, oh, well, the insurance companies don't pay for it, because there's doctors that tell their patients to take vitamins. The insurance companies don't pay for that. No. You know what it is? The threat of the role of exercise in mitigating both the onset of disease and managing disease is a direct threat at the foundation of medical orthodoxy. And let me prove a point. I gave a speech the other day on this show. No guests, me. Why you should exercise first thing in the morning to set the day up to be the best it can be. And I talked about a particular study where they had three groups looking at major depressive disorder. One group they gave meds. One group they gave meds plus exercise, and one group they gave exercise. And over the course of 6 months, 33% of the people that only got meds relapsed into major depressive disorder. 31% of the ones that got meds plus exercise relapsed. 9% of the ones that got exercise only, which shows that the meds actually counteract the beneficial effects of exercise. So you would have to take people off their meds and have them exercise in order to get the real benefit. What doctor's going to do that? What doctor's going to say, well, yeah, these meds I'm prescribing are actually hindering your ability to get better? They're not going to. And that's why exercise isn't prescribed, because doctors are shaking in their boots that they just spent $250,000 going to school, and what they learned, they could have learned by becoming a personal trainer.
There's a new initiative called Exercise is Medicine that focuses on encouraging healthcare providers to include physical activity when designing treatment plans for their patients, and trying to change their, so Exercise is Medicine is trying to change the way physicians treat their patients.
Show number 1496, we interviewed the scientist that published the paper that led to this movement. It was Dr. Charles Tipton, and the it was show number 1496, The History of Exercise in is Medicine in Ancient Civilizations. That was all the way back in September of 2014. We did that show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I just Googled it and found it.
The goal of Exercise is Medicine aims to have physical activity recorded as a vital sign during patient visits and to encourage able patients to meet their physical activity guidelines.
Yeah, and guess what? When you make them...
I wouldn't go to a doctor to prescribe exercise for me.
No, but
they don't have a clue.
Unless he has a personal trainer working for him. And that's what,
what I mean. Yes.
Most doctors need to have a personal trainer on staff, just the way they have a nurse practitioner and a blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you why. If your patient progresses in increasing their strength and conditioning, guess what? They're going to progress in longevity and they're going to reverse disease.
So why has the medical community neglected this information?
I thought I answered that question.
Well, I'm just telling you what they're saying here.
I'm joking.
Partly because it's easier to prescribe a pill or surgery.
But see, so doctors can't have it both ways. Doctors complain about patient compliance and pills. Do you know that less than 20% of patients take the meds the way they're prescribed? 20%. So now they're saying, oh, it's easier to prescribe pills that they don't take as opposed to prescribing exercise that they're not going to do.
According to researchers at the Mayo Clinic and Olmsted Medical Center, almost 70% of Americans take at least one prescription drug. 70% of Americans, costing Americans $374 billion in 2014.
$374 billion. We're talking about deficits and trade deficits, and the pharmaceutical industry is cleaning up inside the country. This is shameful. And why aren't any of our politicians that are running for office right now talking about, okay, healthcare is one thing, but why are so many people getting sick? Let's fix that problem so healthcare isn't as big of a burden.
So moving on, this kind of fits in with the same story. I read a study that came out of Columbia University Medical Center. Consuming highly refined carbohydrates increases risk of depression. And in
a certain group of
women.
They're
talking about postmenopausal women.
Right.
And they're talking about how highly refined carbs in your diet as a postmenopausal woman will make you depressed.
Right.
And it goes on to say, further study is needed to examine the potential of this novel option.
Oh, it's novel.
For treatment.
It's novel. The low carb
and prevention.
The low carb diet has been around since Keckwick and Pawan. The low carb diet has been exploited by what's his name? The guy who wrote the book on he died. Why can't I think of
Atkins?
Yeah, Dr. Atkins. But it's novel. It's novel to the doctor.
Consumption of carbohydrates increases blood sugar levels to varying degrees depending on the type of the food ingested. And so basically they're talking about lowering your highly refined carbs and increasing your complex carbs.
And this is also, and I discovered this myself back in like 2005, this is also linked to hot flashes. Women who eliminate highly refined carbs and sugars from their diet, their hot flashes go away.
Well, I remember us having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she had just been to the doctor. Oops.
That's okay. Don't
Somebody forgot to turn their cell phone off. She'd just been to the doctor, and she had high cholesterol, and he told her to quit eating cheese.
Yeah, right. Quit eating cheese. But he didn't say a word about the donuts. Is she the one that was eating ambrosia that morning for breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She loves her sugar. We went out to a restaurant, and she bought a box of muffins. Six muffins.
And they were huge muffins.
Huge sugar-filled muffins.
Like 500 calories each.
Ate them all that same day. And then she had depression and hot flashes, too.
And the doctor told her to quit eating cheese.
Yeah, crazy. Well, there you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Da, 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 da. Gwyneth to the rescue.
So I know we've talked about Gwyneth Paltrow many times on this show,
yeah,
but we have to give her some kudos.
Yeah, we got to give her props.
She went to the Hill to join in the GMO labeling fight.
Good. We need that's good because we need some of those high-level actors and actresses to get involved because they bring a lot of attention and they bring a lot of followers that just will vote their way. I think that's great.
She was representing the Just Label It campaign, and she spoke to the House, her and her mother. Her mother is Blythe Danner, who is also a
actress.
They spoke on the behalf of the Just Label It campaign, and she said that she's just like every House mother. I have kids who are normal kids who eat foods that I don't know if they're harming my children or not.
Right.
And we have the right to know what's in our food.
That's the truth.
So
was there any feedback on the response to her involvement? Like
I don't know, but it was on the Today Show the next day.
So it made it into mainstream.
It made it into mainstream.
Yeah, usually this stuff doesn't make it in.
They were talking about GMO labeling on the Today Show. Yeah. So
I'm sure Monsanto is really pissed off that she's involved now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Thank you very, very much for that, Gwyneth. And we need George Clooney. We need other actors and that have large followings, no matter what side of this you're on, to come in and say, look, I love GMOs, but I still think it should be on the label. Or I don't love GMOs, and I still think it should be on the label. This is not about whether GMOs are safe or not. That's a whole side discussion. This is about whether you have the right to know that the food you're eating is made with them. And, you know, this is clearly against everything that the FDA has done thus far in the labeling laws. Because as a supplement company, you have to list what's in your supplement, and food manufacturers have to list what's in the food. And of course, the FDA does allow food manufacturers to lie to you. Like you don't see high fructose corn syrup in food anymore. That doesn't mean it's not there. They just call it fructose now.
Or no more aspartame. It's amino sweet.
Yeah, amino sweet. Yeah, so it sounds good, right?
So it just boggles my mind. Why they don't think we should know what's in our food?
Because it financially.
That's a rhetorical question.
No, I know.
Of course.
Because our government, you know, love them or hate them, in the debate last night, Donald Trump made one very important statement, and he said that he donates money to all these people's campaigns, and when he calls them, they do what he says.
And he said, that's a broken system.
And
that's a quote.
And this is what Monsanto does. Monsanto has every politician in their pocket, and what they want, they get.
Well, look, when Tom Vilsack was campaigning, he was riding around in Monsanto's jet.
Yeah, they call him up, say, hey, lend us your jet. And, of course, do you think that when they call him and say, we need you to do something for us, Tom, he's going to go, no? No, this is disgusting. So we do have the right to know what's in our food. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of Monsanto, Spokane sues Monsanto over Spokane River contamination.
Good for them. And that's that was given to us by Mitch Barham, right?
Mm-hmm. Does he live in Spokane, Washington?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, the city of Spokane is suing Monsanto because they have polluted the Spokane River. The suit doesn't specify the damages, But the utility spokeswoman noted that the city will spend $300 million in the coming years to keep polychlorinated biphenols and other pollutants from entering the river.
PCBs.
PCBs, yes.
So they say it out. PCBs are associated with cancer. We know that. PCBs cause cancer. So they're in the river.
And they're coming from Monsanto.
Yeah.
Monsanto knew that PCBs would contaminate water supplies, would degrade marine habitat, would kill fish, and would endanger birds and animals. Well, what's it doing to humans?
Oh, but we care more about animals than we do about humans. Let's face it. Look at Cecil the lion.
In addition, Monsanto knew PCBs are associated with serious illnesses and cancers in humans, and that humans may be exposed to PCBs through eating or touching fish.
A Monsanto spokesperson was quoted by saying, "Hey, we're Monsanto. F off."
The chemicals developed by Monsanto as a coolant in electric transformers and capacitors were used in many products, including paint, hydraulic fluids, sealants, and ink. Is there anything that they're not doing, Monsanto? Anything they're not into?
Yeah, no. Everything they're into destroys the planet. You know, President Obama talks about how climate change is such a huge threat, but somehow he ignores the fact that the waste products and the products that Monsanto manufactures that are designed to be used the way they're used are destroying the planet faster than global warming. I mean, global warming is estimated to take, I don't know how many years to actually take effect, but Monsanto's destroying the planet today. I don't understand why he's not coming out against them. Oh, wait, I do know why. They were a big supporter of his campaign.
Other cities have sought damages from Monsanto over PCB pollution, including San Diego, San Jose, California, and Westport, Massachusetts. So why don't you hear, you don't hear
nothing about it?
No.
No, because nobody talks bad about it. Nobody. You don't hear nothing about it.
English 101.
You don't hear anything about it because they're Monsanto. They have the strength to flex an arm and say to the media giants, don't talk bad about us or we'll have an influence on your advertising and you'll lose revenue tomorrow morning. And plus we have all these politicians in our pockets. So no, it's terrible. It's really, really terrible. But I just thought of a unique way for Spokane to recoup this money.
How?
Hold an Olympic event there and let the athletes swim in the poisonous water like Brazil's doing.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Hey, didn't you have a little egg story that you wanted to tell?
So the other day, Elisa wants, she loves when I look stupid. This is
no,
the truth.
Yes. I just wanted to invoke a little lightness into the conversation.
Okay, so I was on the treadmill a couple weeks ago. It was probably a week or so ago. And I didn't have my earphones in. And I saw something flash up on the wall of TVs that they have up there. You know, the media center, they call it. And it said, "Can you freeze eggs?" And I thought, oh, my God. Because we buy cases of eggs. And then
From our farmer.
And then sometimes we don't eat them fast enough. You know, we're like worried that are they going to go bad or something. And I thought, oh, my God. I didn't even think you could freeze eggs. Let me listen to this story. So I unplug my MP3 player and plug in to the heads. Switch over to the channel. I'm like, wow, this is great. Maybe you can freeze eggs and keep them indefinitely. Then I realized they were talking about women's eggs in vitro fertilization. But I had to listen to the story. I'm like, okay, let me. So they're going on. They're going. It turns out that was once thought that freezing eggs damaged them. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I would think, like freezing mushrooms, certain things you can't freeze. And then they go on and say, but it does not damage them. It turns out that they possess the same fertility. And then they had a spokesperson on who's a fertility expert. And I'm like, oh, they're talking about those eggs. Duh. Okay, so there you go. A little levity. All right, look, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to tell a story about something that happened when I gave blood this last time. And this is for those out there who say that getting a vaccine does not expose other people to the virus that's in it. I need you to explain something to me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Too black. Okay, so a couple things. We have a new sponsor. It's Bluebird Botanicals. Guess what they make?
I know what they make.
Hemp-derived cannabidiol oil, CBD oil. How cool is that? People have been looking for CBD source. We got one. And they just funded a study on CBD oil, so this isn't some fly-by-night company.
So we did a show about CBD oil. Maybe during the next break I'll find the show so people who want to know about it can listen to the show.
It's great for pain management. It's great for depression and mood. It's powerful anti-cancer. It's anti-aging. It supposedly helps improve sleep quality. It has none of the euphoric effects of weed, of marijuana. It has no THC in it. It's just the cannabidiol portion of the hemp plant, which has been studied and has all these benefits. And you can save 25% off your order by using the coupon code SHR25. There's a big banner ad on the website for Bluebird Botanicals. If you've been thinking about CBD oil, this is the most legitimate company we found.
And so do you just take the oil and apply it directly to your skin?
No, you drink it.
Oh, you drink it?
Yeah, you drink it. In fact, I had a cousin who had cancer of the tongue, and he was getting ready to go for chemotherapy, my cousin Ellen's husband. And he put the CBD oil along with ginger extract and held it right there against his tongue and then swallowed it after a while.
Did it get better?
The doctor couldn't believe it. He ended up going for the chemo anyway, he ended up going for the radiation anyway. But the doctor, before the even radiation was ready to go, the mass had shrunk like 50%. And chances are, if they would have just let it go, it would have did its own job, in my opinion. But that's the way it goes. So check them out. All right, so I want to talk about something that happened to me when I was donating blood this last time. So you know how I've raised this issue about when the smallpox vaccine came on the scene recently, the vaccine manufacturers and the vaccine promotion gang said, look, if you get the smallpox vaccine and you still get the smallpox, it's okay. The vaccine is doing something. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And I said, because my flu theory about people who get the flu vaccine and then develop the flu is that these attenuated viruses actually cause the illness in some people for whatever reason. I don't know what reason. And I've had people come out on Facebook and say that's absurd. There's research that shows that that's not the case. But there's millions of people who get the vaccine and then develop whatever it is they're getting the vaccine
Vaccines
for.
Are such a polarizing subject right
yes.
now.
Yes. But so I'm not saying either way. I just feel like I've heard enough stories from people who've said, I got the vaccine and then I got the issue.
I got the flu vaccine and then
I got
the flu.
Or so many people that they had to do a public service piece on the news saying, hey, if your kid got the smallpox vaccine and then got the smallpox, don't worry. It's cool. Okay? So I get to give blood the other day, and there is a new, so they give you this book. When you give blood at the Red Cross, they give you this book. You got to read through it and you got to agree to everything. Got to answer a bunch of questions to make sure you understand that you're not contagious with something before they take your blood. There's a new question. The lady says, okay, there's something new here. And it says, have you come in contact with anyone who has gotten the smallpox vaccine within the past 14 days? So I looked at her and I said, wait a second. Are you asking me if I got the smallpox vaccine? She says, no. Have you come in contact with someone who has gotten the smallpox vaccine in the past 2 weeks? And I said, no, I mean, not that I know of. I said, what's this about? She goes, well, you can get the smallpox from somebody who has recently got the smallpox vaccine. And I looked at her And I think she was like comfortable with that answer. But then I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. If I can get the smallpox from someone who has gotten the smallpox vaccine, does that mean the smallpox vaccine causes a contagious situation? She goes, I'm going to have to get my manager to answer that question. I says, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Cause I didn't want to, I just wanted to get in and out. I wanted to get my blood and get out of there. So I went to the Red Cross website. It says, smallpox vaccine, close contact with someone who has had the vaccine in the last 8 weeks, not 2 weeks. And have you since developed skin lesions or symptoms of the smallpox? Because if you have, you're not eligible to donate until the symptoms go away. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. If I come in contact with somebody who's gotten a smallpox vaccine and I develop smallpox, where did my smallpox come from? Are you telling me they came from the person who got the vaccine? And if that's the case, are you telling me that getting the vaccine makes you potentially contagious of spreading the smallpox? I mean, deductive reasoning tells me that that's what they're saying here. So I want the vaccine is good for you gang to come up and explain to me why, if some, and I know what they're going to say already, because I'm not an idiot. They're going to say, well, the chances of someone getting the smallpox vaccine is probably higher because they think they've been exposed to the smallpox. And so they probably have the smallpox already and then they get the vaccine. But that's BS. Because people are going out and getting the smallpox vaccine because they're afraid of getting the smallpox, not because they came in contact with somebody who has the smallpox. Okay? And those kids are getting the smallpox because we know that because the media did a whole piece a couple weeks ago saying, hey, look, it was in the USA Today. If your kid gets the smallpox after the vaccine, don't worry. The vaccine is still doing something to improve their resistance to smallpox. So that's telling me that there are people who are getting the vaccine and getting smallpox. And this substantiates my concern. Because if they're worried, if I came in contact with someone who got the vaccine, not and, with somebody who had the smallpox.
And then she said she had to go get her manager
to answer.
Yeah,
because she knew. I was asking more questions than the average person probably asked.
Then she felt comfortable answering.
And she was like, oh, I got to get my manager. That's all they've told us. I don't know, folks.
Well, so a friend of mine was texting me the other day, and she asked me if I had gotten the whooping cough vaccine. And I said, no, never.
And I knew right away why she...
Yes, you did. She evidently has... her daughter-in-law is pregnant, and for her to be able to go into the nursery to view the baby, she has to have had the whooping cough vaccine, yeah, or they won't let her into the hospital right. nursery area.
Right. Right. And personally, I would be like, I'll just see the baby when it comes home. But the campaign for whooping cough is strong. They're saying don't even let someone hold your baby unless they've had a whooping cough vaccine.
Well, they're really pushing vaccines.
And I want to state this once again. For those people who don't understand my position on vaccines, vaccines work through a process of a hormesis, and they work. There is a lot of evidence that vaccines work in supplying a person with the ability to build up antibodies to resist something. But what I am against is the necessary requirements for things like aluminum, formaldehyde, and mercury that are part of not the vaccination process, but part of the mass production, multi-injection vial production by vaccine manufacturers that have nothing to do with the vaccine's job of protecting a person and have all to do with improving shelf life and deliverability and mass production of vaccines.
And that is right on the FDA's website, because I had a little Facebook confrontation with a guy the other day, and he was coming out against you, and he said the next thing you're going to say is that vaccines are bad.
Yeah.
And my point is that do children before the age of 6 really need 49 doses of 14 different vaccines before the age of 6? Yeah. That's a question I'm asking you.
No, I don't. That's well, I don't know that they need those vaccines, because are those things really in their environment? But more importantly, what is the toxic load of all the other things in vaccines?
And the formaldehyde, the mercury, the aluminum, that
and
is
other things
that's
that we
a
don't
fact.
Even know about.
That's on the FDA's website. That is a fact.
Right. And you know the old, it's in those amounts, it's not harmful, but we don't know that. We don't know that.
For a small child that has no immune system and they're going to get 49 doses of it?
Yeah. Again, vaccines work. Vaccines have eradicated a lot of diseases. Should you be vaccinated for everything? I mean, there's people out there getting vaccines for things that they're never going to develop, but they get them anyway, you know? Pneumonia.
Well, so then she texted me and said, did you get the pneumonia vaccine? The next day, I said, no, never.
Right. Yeah. Again, vaccines work, but the process of mass producing vaccines so that they have shelf life, so that they can be used in multi-injection vials, all the things that benefit the manufacturer, not the vaccination process, is what I have a problem with. All those things that, quote unquote, in small amounts won't hurt you, they're not giving them in small amounts when you look at how many doses?
49 doses.
I mean, that's not small amounts, and it's being injected right into the body. It's not being absorbed through the gut, where maybe first-pass liver degradation will carry some of it out, or being rubbed on the skin where it's questionable about how much is actually getting in. It's being injected right into the bloodstream.
I asked a nurse practitioner one day, I said, do you vaccinate your children? And she said, I do, but not on the schedule that they recommend. She mm-hmm. said, I spread it out further, and then I breastfeed the heck out of them.
To
boost their immune system.
Yeah, we have to take a break. But again, if the Red Cross won't let you donate blood because you've been in contact with someone who has gotten, what vaccine was it again?
Smallpox.
Smallpox vaccine. Because you are at risk of developing the smallpox by coming in contact with someone who's gotten the vaccine. What does that tell you about, A, the ability of the vaccine to cause the development of smallpox, and B, the contagious ability of that vaccine? That's scary to me. Scary. No one will answer that question honestly. They'll say, oh, no, it's because you... You're afraid of getting the smallpox. Your glasses are lighting up because you came in contact with someone. No, people are getting the vaccine that haven't come in contact with anyone with the smallpox because they're afraid of getting the smallpox. We'll be right back with more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You create. Welcome back. Misery. What do you want to talk about, Lisa?
I want to talk about tomatoes.
Tomatoes or tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Better tasting grocery store tomatoes could soon be on their way. So after reading this, this is a... from the news releases that we get from the American Chemical Society. So I've just started when I was out in the grocery stores, like in Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, I was looking at tomatoes. And when I was at Trader Joe's the other day, their tomatoes were kind of a pinkish color. Mm-hmm. They weren't red. They weren't green. They just were kind of pink. And if you've ever noticed, the tomatoes that you buy at the grocery store really don't have any flavor.
No, none at all.
So I guess the scientists are now trying to figure out a way to make the store-bought tomatoes have a flavor to them.
Because they don't have a flavor on their own.
No. Ideally, this doctor says, ideally tomatoes should be picked ripe and then sold immediately at farm stands. Like when we buy our tomatoes at the farmer's market, they're so good.
We have this new Amish farm family that we've hooked up with from the farmer's market, and they actually have a farm called Organic Acres, and they have the best tomatoes in the world.
And that's where the kid that works there, he looks like a little blonde-haired, I mean, he's just
bodybuilder. We talked about him before. We talked about how great, what great shape he's in, and it's just from the hard work of the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they have the best tomatoes.
But it isn't always possible for commercially sold tomatoes, which are often stored and then shipped over long distances. So to prevent tomatoes from becoming too ripe before they reach the store, the growers pick them when they're still green. Then they pack them in a gas called ethylene to trigger fruit ripening. And after that, the tomatoes are stored and shipped at low temperatures. And the problem is the chilling temperatures degrade the flavor of the tomatoes.
Right. Of course, that's true of anything. I mean, you when something gets cold. So, but I wonder what what ethylene is doing. Is the gas ethylene actually permeating the flesh of the tomato and getting trapped in there? And is it causing any changes in the tomato itself?
Well,
no one talks about that.
No. To produce a better tasting tomato, they've added another step into this whole system, excuse me, where they're going to add a hot water pre-treatment step to the usual protocol.
So they're going to hot water blanch the tomatoes. So when are they actually putting them in hot water? Before they put them out for sale or before they ship
them?
They
dipped the green tomatoes in hot water, which was about 125 degrees Fahrenheit for 5 minutes, and then let them cool at room temperature. Next, they chilled the fruit to between 41 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperatures commercial producers use for shipping.
So they're gonna pick it, gas it, dip it, ship it,
and chill it and ship it.
Well, when they ship it, it's chilled. They're shipping it chilled. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. They found that the tomatoes that were heated prior to chilling had higher levels of the flavor compounds.
And guess where the flavor compounds are found in tomatoes? Not in the flesh, but in the gooey, seedy part. I learned this a long time ago when I listened to a show about tomatoes and Italy. And they talked about the chefs in Italy, they look for the tomatoes that have the most goo and the most seeds. Exactly the opposite of what Americans look for in tomatoes, right? Americans want beefsteak tomatoes. They want a tomato that's all solid throughout, and that's why they have no flavor. The best tomatoes that make the best tomato sauce have the most gooey stuff in it. I bet you the blanching causes the tomato to break down and create more of that gooey stuff.
I bet it does.
Yeah, I bet money on it.
They also tried another alternative method to the hot water, such as incubating green tomatoes with a methyl salicylate, also known as wintergreen oil.
Salicylate, yeah.
Salicylate.
So did you say intubate with a T or incubate with a C?
Incubate with a C.
Okay.
Which is an antifungal fumigant that is generally recognized as safe by the FDA.
It's wintergreen oil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all that work so that they can have a tomato that tastes good when you could just go to your farmer's market and buy your tomatoes fresh from there. But then again, you don't have tomatoes in the wintertime then.
Well, if you had a greenhouse, you could.
That's true.
Because wouldn't it make sense that you could get fresh tomatoes locally from someone who has a greenhouse?
Yes.
If
your farmer has a greenhouse, you could continue to buy fresh tomatoes from them and not have to depend on these, stupid commercially produced tomatoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be the best solution.
Dr. Jeff talked about a genetic modification of tomatoes that keeps them from ripening fast.
Mm-hmm. I saw that somewhere also.
Oh, you have all this. Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about, while we're talking about lawns and
gardens, growing things.
Let's talk about the lawns. Con Santuri posted this.
Yeah, this is a great article. I love this article. And it says that basically that lawns are a major waste of time. You waste money on them. You waste time on them, manicuring them and feeding them water. And I have to concur. I have to agree with this.
Evidently, a woman in Ohio is being fined because she refuses to mow her lawn.
And by the way, it looks beautiful. Her yard looks beautiful. Did you see her yard? It looks like this. I'm clicking the link. Her yard looks really good because there's a lot of wildflowers. And that made me ask the question to Khan, why are weeds weeds? Why do we favor one plant over another plant and call one undesirable and the other desirable? I mean, milkweed, quote unquote, is a weed. We know butterflies thrive on it. We know horses love to eat it. We know that it's really good for a variety of different species. It's got a beautiful purple flower. But if you see milkweed growing in your yard, you're going to tear it out. It's like, oh, my God, look at that weed. Let me get it out of here. It's 4 feet tall. Why don't we embrace weeds?
So I'm looking at her lawn. It is pretty.
I know.
It's really beautiful. It says a mutilated garter snake, a sliced frog, and countless slashed grasshoppers. That was the scene of carnage in my yard in September after local officials ordered me to mow my overgrown lawn or be fined $1,000.
And see, and I even said this to Khan. I said, this won't change until, what do they call them? Home associations. I mean, they're like the lawn Nazis. You know, if you don't mow your lawn, they fine you. You know, it's just unfair. You and you own your home. This notion that somehow if you have a front lawn that looks like something out of a nature preserve, you're somehow reducing the value of your neighbor's home. So that's how they enforce this sort of stuff.
But it's your house. It's your private property.
Well, you don't really own it, and nothing is private property. You really don't own your home. You could own your home free and clear, pay your mortgage off, but if you don't pay the taxes on it every year, think about it. Taxes that you paid already, you don't pay the taxes on every year, then the government comes and takes your land away. You don't own it. It's not portable. If you can't pack it up and put it in a box and carry it with you, you don't own it. Home ownership is really an illusion when you think about it. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it because of the investment capacity over the course of years. But ownership is an illusion when it comes to property because you really don't own it. There's a million reasons they can take your home away from you. So how do you own it?
Speaking of which, I just read a little bit more of this, and she was talking about the honeybees and how they're dying off. I read an article the other day that said that the monarch butterflies have died off 90%.
Oh, how sad.
90%. Yeah. And nobody's doing anything about it.
No, it's not that important. But Cecil the lion, don't kill a lion. You can wipe out the entire number of monarch butterflies off the planet. But don't kill a lion. Which, by the way, that was just subterfuge to get witless people off other topics that we were talking about before Cecil got killed.
Look, I don't approve of him killing the lion, but I also don't approve of the way everybody came out against it and just dropped other important subjects like the Planned Parenthood.
What? But, okay, like so Planned Parenthood. Let me ask you something.
I don't want to get political here, but.
No, I know. But let me ask you a question. And by the way, I'm not for defunding Planned Parenthood because I think that women need an alternative.
I agree.
I don't think they should be selling baby parts.
But everybody was tweeting about how terrible it was, and you didn't hear anything about what they were doing to those
poor babies,
poor fetuses.
Yeah, I agree. That was the purpose of Cecil. But let me ask you a question. So we have a hawk in the backyard.
A big hawk.
Well, we actually have a big hawk and
a
baby
hawk. Now there's
a
baby hawk.
They're clearly eating the critters in the backyard.
They had a squirrel the other day.
Okay. And you and I talked about, well, maybe I should buy like a Crossman high-powered pellet rifle and kill the hawk. Of course, I'm not going to do this, but we talked about it. And then I said to you, that hawk is doing the same things that we do, right? We prey on animals. We eat animals. But as soon as that hawk starts eating our friendly critters, we want to kill the hawk. Why is it that we look at animals differently than we do humans? And think about it. So Cecil the lion apparently killed other animals on that preserve. And it's okay for him to kill animals. But as soon as a human kills Cecil the lion, he's crossed the line.
Well, that was evidently, well.
No, I know what they're going to say. And I said this to some girl. She said, well, that was a trophy hunt. I said, so let me make sure you're clear about this. So if you found out that he ate the lion meat, then you're cool with it. She goes, well, hunters who go out and hunt and eat the meat, I'm fine with, but not a trophy hunter.
I don't agree with trophy hunters either.
So what that means is that if you're a trophy hunter, just make sure that you eat the meat, and then people will be like, oh, cool, he ate the meat, then it was okay. See, these are social and moral constructs that we create as humans that have no logic.
He should not have killed that lion. That's the bottom line.
Okay. And the hawk shouldn't have killed the squirrel.
No, that he was eating the squirrel. That was his breakfast.
And so if this guy ate the lion.
But he didn't.
See?
He didn't eat the lion.
Well, he better come out soon and say, I ate the lion. It was delicious. Lion meat is the greatest meat in the world. And then everybody will go, oh, he's okay. He's
cool.
And
we shouldn't. And I stopped feeding the birds so that. Because I had this discussion on Facebook with Sharon Darrence because. it's just, I think she said, it's just like providing a fast food
for the hawk.
For the hawk, yeah. I stopped feeding the chipmunks and the birds because they would come around and then the hawk would come to my yard and find some breakfast.
That bird feeder was basically his drive-through window.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Curcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So, the war rages on between Monsanto and the World Health Organization.
Okay, I want to read something that is from the Kashi website.
Okay.
Progressive nutrition is our approach to food. It means we value whole food and put the inherent nutrition of food first when considering every ingredient. It means we make our food with a plant's first mindset. It means we value not just the foods we make, but how we make them by being mindful
of sustainable and ethical farming practices. So GMO-free USA took a box of the Kashi Golin original cereal and sent it to an independent lab for testing to find out if Kashi was being true to their word. And the results were that Kashi Golin had more glyphosate present in the cereal than Fruit Loops. And Fruit Loops before was the most tainted, highest cereal.
Right. And you know, Kashi Golin is an expensive cereal. People who eat it gravitate towards healthy, quote-unquote healthy things. And this is no surprise to me because I've talked about on the show for a long time about how they use glyphosate on crops to synchronize them right before harvesting them. So it's no mystery. I mean, who's eating Kashi Golin anyway? I don't know.
They tested it for a minimum detectable level of 0.02 parts per million. The test documented the presence of glyphosate in the box at a level of 0.68 parts per million or 0.68 kilograms.
Yeah.
It's nearly six times higher than that level detected in the independent testing they commissioned on Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
times higher.
You know, if you're eating Kashi Golin, you're eating glyphosate. Now, then the question becomes, well, glyphosate is safe, right? So Monsanto wants the World Health Organization to retract their claim and their position that glyphosate is a carcinogen. And they're saying that the scientists that wrote this paper classifying it, that led to the classification, were overreaching and zealots, and then they're not. In fact, the scientists that wrote the position paper adopted by the World Health Organization are part of an illustrious institution that looks at cancer in Europe. I mean, they're like the equivalent of our National Cancer Association or whatever. And all they do is work on cancer. So, you know, this is their job. They're not a bunch of fringe scientists who are just trying to get their name in the paper. They test everything that's cancer-causing out there. So in order for them to retract this paper, they'd have to retract everything they've ever done that no one fought over. That, you know, well, this causes cancer, that causes cancer, this causes cancer. If for them to retract this, it discredits everything that they've done.
They also documented the presence of AMPA.
A metabolite, yeah.
Yeah, it's a metabolite of glyphosate, amino methyl phosphonic acid, at higher levels at 0.81 parts per million or 0.81 kilograms. This is the first time that this lab has documented the presence of AMPA in any products that they've tested.
And I got to tell you something. I suggest that they test non-organic cane sugar. I predict they're going to find that metabolite there as well. Because what they do to cane sugar is they spray glyphosate on it. They wait a couple days and then they burn the crop. So that's how they synchronize the cane sugar crop before they harvest it. So you have burnt glyphosate. I predict they'll find that same metabolite in non-organic cane sugar. And that's the reason why these poor cane sugar workers are all losing their kidneys.
You know, we did that show about glyphosate testing, home testing.
Yeah, $120,
I'd love to have that done.
I know, we still haven't done it. But the reality is that eating organic just for a short period of time, just for like a couple months, will get the glyphosate out of your body to a great degree.
Well, I don't eat cereal, but for people who do, you know, they think that Kashi is a natural, healthy cereal.
Yeah. I'm sure the guy in the Blue Zone eats it. I'm serious. You know, because I'm sure he's like, well, glyphosate's okay. It's okay.
No, I don't think so, but you never know.
Also,
I wanted to talk about the creatine. There's a couple things this week. You did a show with Dr. Jeff about creatine that was really good. And then that same day or the next day, Alex posted a blog post
about creatine being good for the bones of postmenopausal women.
And it makes sense. But you know what the mechanism is?
But the creatine, I mean, we had that Dr. Can Dow on talking about how it helps with cognitive decline in older patients who are experiencing memory decline.
And it's good for stroke patients. Creatine is good for the brain. Creatine is good for the muscles. Creatine is good for the heart. Creatine is good for the bones. And anything that's good for muscle is good for bones because one of the ways the body decides whether or not to make bones bigger and stronger is the kinetic force of muscle. So by taking creatine, it influences muscle size and strength. That thus influences bone mineral uptake. I mean, you always talk about how they knew King Henry was very athletic
because
and also
size
a big
of
man
bones.
because the thickness of his femur bones.
Mm-hmm.
The more muscle you have, the bigger your bones get because the body has to upregulate the chassis to handle the horsepower.
Hence, that's why Ronda Rousey weighs more but looks thinner.
Yes, yes, exactly. More muscle, more bone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, creatine. Women should be taking creatine, but you know why women don't take creatine?
Because they're afraid it's going to make them hold water.
Yes, but guess which creatine doesn't make you hold water?
Crealkaline.
Yes, and you can get a free sample. Here's a shameless plug.
Cracklin.
Cracklin Rosie. You can get a free sample of Crealkaline by going to superhumanradio.com. In the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad that says, Ask the Scientist.
This was not meant to be a pimp job, as Carl says, but I listened to that show. I read this blog post, and I'm a believer.
And you've decided to now start using Crealkaline.
Yes.
Yeah. And it won't bloat you. It won't bloat you. That's the important thing. It won't make you hold water.
I'll report back next week.
Two capsules a day is all you need. Anyway, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think that's it.
It's been a great week. We've got lots of great shows next week. I hope you're able to tune in. Thank you for listening this week.
Bye.